Welcome to Financially Free, the show dedicated to helping you grow your wealth and experience financial freedom. I'm Julia Carlson, author, CEO, and founder of a wealth management firm, as well as a financial advisor, bringing you over 25 years of experience to help you win with money. Join me each week to shift your mindset and relationship with money, as well as learn practical strategies to grow your wealth. How do you start again after having a negative money experience? Oh, that's a good question. And here's the thing. We've all experienced negative money situations. It could have been we overspent during the holidays buying presents. We went on a lavish vacation and just ignored what was being charged on our credit card. We had an emergency. We needed all new tires, a health emergency, and the doctor bill was $20,000. I mean, all sorts of things happen. It could be as simple as we just overspent, not paid attention to our money for months on end. We have all had these negative experiences with money. And those experiences, to overcome them, really starts with our mindset more so than having a practical strategy to put into place. So let's talk about these experiences. You know, I think when they actually happen, they trigger in us emotions. Maybe you feel ashamed, or you feel guilt, or you feel resentful if another person was involved, or regret. These negative emotions over time, if we don't process them and release them, are what lead to the lack and scarcity mentality with our money. So it's super critical to examine these. There will be times with stress, especially when we are dealing with our money. I don't think any of us can escape this. But when you are triggered and you're feeling these negative emotions, it's really important to remember to pause and acknowledge what you are feeling. You actually bring awareness to it. And doing this will help you step out of the chaos and back into intention. So I'm going to share more, three easy steps to go through that here in a little bit. But when we are feeling overwhelmed, we often get stuck and there's not a lot of movement, and it's hard and it's often terrifying to really zoom out and see the bigger picture and start doing some of this mindset work. So I just want to encourage you, when things aren't going the way you expect them to, it's hard to see a different way. But there is a different way. We will all experience these setbacks with money, but the key is for you to step out of that chaos and into intention. So how do we do that? Here are three steps to start again. Okay, step one, stop beating yourself up. Yes, we are often hardest on ourselves. And the key to step one is extend grace to yourself. Yes, grace. It works. Grace over punishing yourself. Grace over beating yourself up. Grace works. Grace neutralizes the situation. And part of grace is being able to see what the situation was, you know, state the facts. Here it is. And more importantly, what did I learn from that? What's a lesson I can glean from going through that negative experience? Because if you're not taking the lessons, if you're not learning from your past mistakes, oftentimes, those are the things that will reappear over and over again in our lives. So I think it's really important to take the learning from the situation and neutralize the emotions. I think if you can start getting into facts, maybe even journal about it, it can really help you decipher, I needed to learn this lesson. All right, I learned it. I'm moving on. Grace. I'm extending grace to myself. Okay, step two is setting a new commitment. It's critical that this new commitment starts small. It starts short term. Like, what can happen in the next 7 days? That is a small commitment that you can make and that you can fulfill. I think we often fail in our resolutions and setting goals because they are too big and lofty, and we make a mistake and get disappointed and beat ourselves up, and we don't get back on track. So the key to goals, the key to making progress, the key to starting that momentum again, because the key is how do you start momentum and then maintain momentum? But it's with that commitment. It's to decide, and to decide is to cut off all other options. but make that commitment something small and doable. So for example, this could be, hey, for the next 7 days, I am really going to track how I spend my money. I'm not going to judge it. I'm not going to make a good or bad decisions from it. I'm just going to track how I spend my money. I'm just going to look. Or it could be, I will spend 30 minutes each week to really start organizing my finances. I'm going to look at all of my money in investments or retirement plan. I'm going to see if I can organize and put it maybe all on one piece of paper. I have a really great tool that I use for that that we'll come back to in future episodes. Or it could be, I'm going to make an appointment with an estate planning attorney to finally get my will or trust done. I want to make sure that my kids have a solid plan if something were to happen to me. So my small commitment is, I'm going to make a call to the attorney's office. I'm just going to schedule the appointment. That's all I'm going to do. And then step three is you do it. You take action. You take that commitment you made in step two and you take action. A really helpful piece of this is share what that action step is. Share what that commitment is to a partner, to a friend, to accountability coach. Could be your financial advisor, your financial coach. Let me share with you a story that I think will drive this home. So my daughter, she's almost 21. She's learning adult life and she's really saving money right now to breed her horse. She really wants to do this and she's working really hard to save money and put aside for this coming up. Now we just got through the holidays and she overspent. She spent some of her savings because she is a gift giver. Like her love language is gifts. And she just really wanted to spoil her friends, her family, and buy gifts for everyone. So she used some of the money that she had set aside for her breeding goal on gifts. So she was really, I think after the holidays were over, we got into the new year, and she's just kind of feeling down and out because she doesn't have the money she wanted for something that was really important for her. And so now she's having to put in extra hours at work, do other projects to make more money. But what I had caught her in talking to her about this is that she was kind of beating herself up for it. She was not able to get into action and actually make momentum towards building that savings back up, because she was kind of stuck in, how did this happen, and just not feeling good about it. So I think just having the conversation with her helped activate her into action, putting those extra shifts in, making a plan to build back that savings. So that's a simple example. But oftentimes, if we don't express it, if we don't see the lesson, if we don't examine it, we can stay stuck in those negative emotions and we just don't make forward progress with our money. Here's a little bonus lesson. So if you are supporting someone, just like I supported my daughter, one of the best supports that you can give them is allowing them to see the lesson. Even though this negative situation happened, what did you learn from it? And as soon as we can take the learning from a negative situation, it actually neutralizes it and allows us to move forward. So maybe a big financial mess hasn't happened to you, but how do you support someone in your life? It could be a child, could be a friend. Help them extend that grace to themselves. When we can learn from our past experiences, and trust me, it's not fun, especially if those experiences are negative. But when we can find the learnings from them and these powerful lessons, this is how we transform our future. This is how we say, That didn't feel good, but I'm going to learn from it and I'm going to do better moving forward. That transformation leads to momentum and a different future for yourself. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave a rating wherever you listen to podcasts and follow Financially Free to stay up to date with future episodes. I'll see you next week.